Halacha we'll be learning tonight is the last Simon Tov Kuf Siv Gimel, a second last line. Now it's always fascinating halacha, which is, I may have mentioned it last week, it's extremely relevant to there may be a chiddush hiding in there, which is very relevant on a regular Shabbos. There's a controversial concept which may be taken out of this Shulchan Aruch over here. It's controversial, it's not unanimously agreed, and it's certainly not poshut, but it's something which you could perhaps see over here in Tziv Gimel. So Aruch is as follows. We are talking about the meat which was shechted, and after the slaughtering process and the shechting of the animal, we now want to do we've weighed it, we've even bought it, Tziv Aleph, we've weighed it. Now, what do we want to do? We want to hang it up. Now, the way it's done in the markets, once you've got a bit of meat, you have this ready meat, which is ready for sale, ready for purchase, ready for... You take this piece of meat and you make a hole in it, and that's the way it's sold in the markets. You make a hole in the meat and you hang it up, and that's the way it's sold. Can you do this hole in the meat on Yom Tov? You want to make a hole in the meat. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to see soon how this applies to us on a weekly basis. You're not allowed to make a hole in the meat to hang the meat, to hang it up, like it's done in the markets. Pesachin with a knife. You take a knife, you pierce it in, and that's the way you hang it. But you hang it. Avul biyad, if you're doing it with a knife, it's also. But if you're using your hand, if you're kind of making a hole with your hand, that litoisabot, you hang it like this, mutter, that would be permitted. Avul biyad, mutter. Now, what if you want a knife? Okay, we've learned. So you would take a knife and make a hole, you can't. Take your finger and kind of make a hole in the meat like that, that's alright. What about if there's so many people selling meat that you want to make a sign? You bought your meat now, you want to make a sign. Okay, I'm going to make a small triangle on top, I'm going to make an oval shape there, just to identify and recognize your piece of meat. You're going to come later to get it. In the meantime, you want to get some tomatoes, you want to get some potatoes, you want to just get a few things organized. You may want to dav mincha on the way as well and come back. Can you do these signs on the meat on Yom Tov so you recognize your meat? Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im laso is boy simen, if you want to make a sign on the meat, it's permitted, mutter, hafilu besachin, even with a knife. So, we're learning Rabbi Yisai, that to make a knife, to make a hole with a knife, to hang it up, no, you can't do that. To make a hole with your finger, that you may, even if it's for hanging up. If it's to make a recognizable sign, so you should be able to identify your piece of meat, that you can even do with a knife. Now, which alarm bell is ringing here? Which alarm bell is ringing here? Is the alarm bell ringing? It should. To make a sign in the meat, on Yom Tov, with your knife, you make a shape. Exactly, of course. What do you mean? How on earth can you make a sign on the meat on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to take a knife and make initials on because you're writing?
Initials.
Yeah. So what's the difference? Whether your initial is I and an O. So that's a line and that's a circle. Of course, you're going to say, it's writing, how can you do that? So why are we saying that you're allowed to make an idea, how are you allowed to over here, says explicitly, Mota afilu besakin lasois boy simon. You're allowed to make a simon on the meat on Yom Tov. How can you do that? Furthermore, if you look at Mishnah Bosef Kon Yudzayin, things are only going to get worse. The Mekoyah for this is not an odd source. and a bizarre kind of ma'amokim. It's a mefurish gemara, black and white. The Rabbi Bar Avuna, the gemara says, the Rabbi Avuna mechatech atlas karnese. He used to cut atlas karnese. Now there's a bit of machloek is what las karnese is, but he says over in the brackets, kshoyu mishalech habosa leveisoy, when he used to send the meat into his house, hoyu rogel, he used to, lasoys to do, kol chatich habala sholish karnois, he used to make every piece of meat, used to have a certain shape, used to be a triangle shape, over veisoy, and his house, hoyoidim de new, shzei simon shaloy tome, that's sent. Nowadays, when you get a DHL delivery, or a, what are the other ones? I don't know. Who? Yeah, or even Royal Mail. You know, when you get you have to sign off, you need to see a signature. I don't know why they ask you for your initials. Never quite understood that. Why did they ask you for initials when you get it? If you have to sign, fine, I can hear that. Nowadays, you don't know more signature. Social distancing, you can't say anymore. So they ask you for initials. Now, why on earth is that? Why on earth does that help? And I've tried it. I've given any kind of initials. You can give them anything. And you have the right to that, and it's fine. I don't know what the point of that is. Not sure. Do you know what I ask for? Anyway, so they used to, in order to make sure that delivery really, that it got to the right destination, and they know that the source is good. So what they do, that he used to send always from the market, he find a good piece of meat, he wants his wife to start cooking already, so he made a certain shape, he used to cut it in a certain shape, a triangle shape, that's the way it was sent to his wife. Once his Ebbetson got the triangle shaped chicken, she said, oh, very nice, that's my husband, that's what he sent, very good, let me get cooking straight away. And used a certain shape, that shape was the way to identify the new. So now, from here we see, you're allowed to make shapes. You're allowed to make shapes. So what about letters? What if he made, instead of a shape of a triangle, he would make another shape of his initials? So instead of sending a triangle-shaped chicken, he would make into his initials. He would engrave in it, pierce in it, write in it, his initials. Rabbi Reish BB RBBH Rabbi Bar Avuna, and that's it. Would that be okay? So the Gemara Mishnah was explicit. Of course, you can't. Avolei siyos, but letters, vetzurim, and pictures also la'asosim bevaso. Now you certainly can't do the derech simon biyomtiv because that's making a simoniot. So we have not much further because we've got over here is a question. We've got a question over here. How are you allowed to make signs on the meat or through the meat? How can you make that on Yom Tov? Surely that's called writing. Writing on Yom Tov. You can't do that. You can't do that. Are you allowed to make a triangle shape on Shabbos Yom Tov? How can you do that? What's the pshat over here? It remains a strong enigma. It's a real, really, what do you say now? Simon. So what do you say?
It's not Osiris.
Yes, a simon is mutter, but osir is not. All right, so what are you saying there, what?
Like Mr. Burr
said. Isn't it? Osir is fine, but osir is not, osir is also, but simonim is fine.
It's like it's not the normal way of writing through it, it's not. Letters are the normal way of writing, but shapes are...
Concepts. Shapes, you think that since that's shapes, that's okay.
You can't say it's temporary.
It's not temporary. Don't think so. No, well, it's going to be eaten.
Even if it was temporary, it's like drawing in the sand or writing on glass.
You're saying that it's initial kayama because it won't last. Now, there's a machloek is what is considered lasting. Now, many poskim say, based on a Rambam, that kayama means 24 hours. Now, do you think it's going to be lasting 24 hours or not?
No, it's going to be eaten.
It's going to be eaten. The shayla, that's also that itself is a question as to whether the fact that it's going to be eaten. Is that considered shalkim? Yeah, no, but that's external. That's not intrinsic. If you wouldn't touch it, like it's not like sand. Sand is naturally going to dissolve. Here, just the fact you're going to eat it.
We never intended that.
Also,
you think it's going to dissolve? Imagine so. So let's say that it's. You're saying that okay. Let's just go with that malach to make it easier. You're saying that it's initial kayama. It's not going to last. Since it's not going to last, therefore you're allowed to make signs. That itself remains. It's not initial kayama.
It doesn't mean
oisius. He says explicitly, you're right. It says explicitly oisius not. Rabbi Kagan, did you want to say something?
problem with just making a hole in the meat? Just making a hole in the meat. Why can't you just put your finger through the meat and make a hole? Why is that even any sort of simon?
No, so he made more sophisticated simonim. He would make a triangle shape, which only he knew how to... That was his shtick. He used to make that triangle.
Is that was done on Yom Tov?
Yeah. That's what it says. Ibn Laz says, by simon to make a sign, mutter, and fill up a sack. And you're not even with a knife, you're taking... My question is, how can you make a simon on Yom Tov? With a knife. How can you make a sign? How can you make a triangle on Yom Tov?
The Gemara says you can.
I know. That's what I'm asking on the Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly you're allowed to. I'm asking the Gemara, surely...
And the Shulchan Aruch also says you can. So that's, why are you... can't.
I'm asking from a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Shabbos says, "Akoyseh b'Shabbos chayev chatos." And I'm asking why.
You can do a simon.
You're now saying that simon is different. Okay. Tzorech achila. It's not. What, you're saying it's tzorech achila. It's something which was. Are you saying now? You're saying, but one second. The fact that tzorech achila does that make it oichel nefesh? You're saying that's oichel nefesh. Now you're not allowed to do everything in oichel nefesh. Only the melachas, koisev reichel nefesh, you're not allowed to do. Koisev reichel nefesh. So I'll tell you what the achronim write of it. The achronim may say a very big chiddush. The achronim want to suggest, and maybe that's what you're suggesting as well, that's certainly what you... They want to say that from here we see a yesod, that very simple, I think at the beginning you touched on it, that very simple shapes are not considered koisev amoichek. Very simple shapes, lines, triangles, circles are not considered koisev. And I'll tell you where this is radical chiddush. You are the machmir, because you are saying this is a din in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Achronim want to say differently. They want to say this is a din in Hilchos Koisev. Koisev means to make letters. If you're making simple shapes, that's not a problem. And therefore, Rabbeisai, we're learning a massive chiddush din. Have you ever seen wrappers of any kind of food? Chocolates, sweets, all this... any kind of whatever, any foods. When you tear them, you know what? Anything that we, you know, any packets of crisps. And we know that we've got to be careful when we open them. One of the things we've got to be careful is that we tear it. How? Non the letters. We between the letters or avoiding the letters, etc. Because why? Because it's considered moichik. Without going into that, Charlie, that's Simon Shin Mem. The Chani want to say now, we have a raya from here, Rabbeisai, big chiddush. We have a raya from here that just like writing a triangle on the meat is not considered koisev. So you're right. If you're tearing between, when it's letters, you've got to be careful about letters. But very often, when you've got packets, when you've got all kinds of things that you want to tear, very often it's inevitable you've got there some triangles, designs, circles, shapes, all these kind of things. I'm not talking about letters. Letters is still a problem, as we're seeing over here. But what we're seeing over here is that very simple shapes is not considered moichik, is not considered koisev. You can even do them on Yom Tov, never mind tearing them on Yom Tov. We're learning that shapes, very simple shapes, is not included in melach of koisev. It's a very big chiddush, Rabbeisai, which means that if I would, sometimes, look at that. If I want to tear, look at that. I have a shed, this is not, I didn't. So if I'd have to tear this on Shabbos, this is not a problem but if I would go through, I wouldn't be concerned. Can you see there's the shapes on the sides, or all these kinds of shapes, these designs and all that. If I were to tell them on Yom Tov, it's not a problem. And the proof of that is our simon over here. Very big chiddush.
Because if you have to write that. Because koisev is not just writing letters. Koisev is making any sort of shape.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're not allowed, for example, to take a banana to make the smile and a tomato and make the nose and the two...
Rav Engel, it's a very big chiddush. Because we've got a first, in page 226, the first word in the Mishnah Berurah. What's the fact that he put in square brackets? Tziurim. And that's a quotation of the Rambam. Tziurim, which is, what's the translation of Tziurim? Pictures, images, yeah? So that is said, that's a quotation of the Rambam. And that is certainly in the same category as letters. And that's also... Yet, we're saying that simple structures, simple signs are okay. Can I have this tissue box behind you?
Is a bit of a fine distinction.
Very fine distinction. What would you say over here? Say, if I want to tear this open, say on a Shabbos, this, I forgot to open it on Shabbos. What I want to do now, can you see, gentlemen, on Zoom? Yeah? If I want to tear this open now, on Shabbos, Aloch Lemaisa, I forgot to open it, I need tissues on Shabbos. So what do I do? So I know I'm not allowed to tear through feathers soft, because that's considered tearing. I'm not allowed to go through soft white facial tissues. But you know what? If I'm concerned about going through those signs over here, or the shiny things over here, or I'm concerned about going through those things over here, now we're learning, if there's designs which have any meaning, and pictures which have no, which are not meaning, the feather are still would be considered probably a problem. The actual feather is still a problem. But anything around it, we're learning now, you can tear through it and it's not a problem. And the eye of that is our simon over here. Oh, I don't know what you think about this. It's a chiddush which is brought down in the, whoops, in the achronim. What do you think about this? It's a big chiddush. Page 226, Siv Dalet. Molgin arosh v'reglayim. Let's start this. Molgin is to pour boiling water over their feet and the head. Molgin arosh v'reglayim. I want to process this skin a bit further now. So fine, what do I do? So to pour boiling water over the head and the feet, I'm allowed to. Similarly, mevavinoy sambaur, I'm also allowed to singe this, singe it a little bit. Avol ein toifinoy sambasid, but I'm allowed to cover it with lime, v'loy becherosis, not with sharp pieces of ceramic, v'loy be'adomo, similarly, I'm not allowed to cover it with earth. Temischazik ke'ibu, because that would appear as if I'm processing the hide. So, I'm allowed, if I've got this hide, I'm allowed to pour water over it, I'm allowed to singe it a little bit, but I'm not allowed to cover it with lime, with ceramic, with earth, because it looks like I'm processing the hide. Ven goizimos misparim, certainly I'm not allowed to cut the hide. I'm not allowed to cut the skin. Why? Because that appears already. I'm doing it for protection of the. I'm doing it for the hair. I'm not allowed to. So I'm allowed to do things, which is just to remove it. But if I'm looks like I'm it appears that I'm looking after the hair, that would be a problem. Now the reason why this is permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudches, and of course our Feingold reminded of this, he saw it because Tzorich HaYechal Nefesh is allowed to do that. Sifkot Yudches, second line, Perois Chin with the water, Acha HaMelicha Kedei Lehashir HaSeo, to remove the hair. Since hair is not particularly appetizing, and the way to remove it is by pouring our water over it, I'm therefore allowed to do the required activities in order to remove the hair. To pour hot water over it is fine to remove the hair. Kedei le'ashir ha'seo. V'chein ma'avinu, so to singe it, again to remove the hair. To have a melacha tzorich ha'nefesh, because that is tzorich ha'nefesh. And that's why it's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us, what happens if you could have done it before Yom Tov, then of course you should have done it before Yom Tov. If you could have. Yeah, as we learned previously. Okay, now, let's start with Sifei. Mutlim lech pos kamo chatiches pos bevas achas. You're allowed to salt the meat in a few pieces of meat simultaneously bevas achas. Hafel bishen etzorichelo achas. Although you only need one, you're allowed to salt a few pieces of meat. Although you only need only one of them, you're allowed to salt all of them. Although you only need one of them, why? Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton chav beis. Only one of them is yom tov, because it's the same amount of work if I salt one or whether I salt ten. It's no more work, and therefore you're allowed to, because you salt all the pieces of meat simultaneously. Whether I'm spreading the salt of one piece of meat or ten, doesn't make more work, and therefore it's fine. It's maybe a bit more, but it's not significant, and therefore it's considered same halacha, and therefore since one is permitted, all of them are permitted. Right, the Ramah is already something else. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay, we covered this evening the halacha of making holes in the meat. We learned you're allowed to make, if it's for hanging, like it's done in the markets, if it's for hanging with your hand, permitted, with a knife. Also, if it's to make a sign, it's mutter even with a knife. We discussed the fact that this is a big chiddush, you're allowed to do that, because surely it would appear that it's included in the melacha of koisev. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do it. Derech Simon B'Yom Tavaz Mishtabur says, we then learned, pouring boiling water over the skin to remove the hair is fine. Similarly, to cover it with lime, with ceramic, all to remove the hair. You're allowed to do all that. No, you're only with hot water, but if it's the processing through the lime, ceramic, that's considered processing the hair, which is also certainly not to cut it, because that's considered the malach already. With regards to salting, we learned, you're allowed to salt the meat, not only one piece, but all the piece, because it's not considered the greater tircha. More on that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.